They made it to the command deck's level without further trouble. Senses alert, lightsabers held at the ready, they started forward. They made it through the midsection and continued on into the forward operations and crew areas. From all appearances, it would seem Estausch was in the last stages of helpless desperation. Mara didn't believe it either. "He's up to something," she muttered, as they passed the site of the latest would-be ambush, stepping over the bodies of the two Vagari who'd been unlucky enough to have their shots reflected straight back at them. "Of course he is," Luke said. "The question is, what?" They moved ahead cautiously. 3 minutes later, they reached the command deck. It was the same setup as they'd seen earlier on D1, minus the extensive damage that the impact with the planetoid's gravel pit had created down there. A wide cross corridor ran across the width of the ship, just aft of the command deck, with an archway and sealed blast door set into the bulkhead directly in front of their portside corridor. 30 meters to their right was a similar entryway, this one set in front of the main starboard corridor. Beyond the two blast doors would be the monitor anteroom with its long rows of consoles. From the far side of the anteroom, a single archway and even heavier blast door would lead onto the bridge proper. "They're in there, all right," Luke said, stretching out toward the thick bulkhead with his mind. "Quite a few of them. I get the feeling they're expecting us."
"They got that part right anyway," Mara said.
"How do you want to work this?"
"We go straight in," Luke decided. "Whatever they've got planned, they've either got a duplicate trap at each of the two doors, or else they've saved everything for the bridge proper.
Either way, hold it."
Mara cut him off, her head cocked.
"You hear something?"
Luke frowned. He looked again down the cross corridor toward the other anteroom door.
And suddenly, a giant, wheel-like machine rolled into view from the starboard corridor. It braked to a halt and began to open like a strange metal flower. It was a droidica, and it was hunting them. Mara still had her lightsaber in her left hand as the droidica opened fire. She swung it around, trying to get it to guard position. Just as the green blade of Luke's lightsaber cut in front of her, deflecting the shot that had been aimed at her torso.
"Come on!" he shouted.
She didn't need to be told twice. Moving as quickly as they could while still defending against the sudden hail of fire, they ducked back into the portside corridor they'd just left.
"Well, that's just..."
"Later," Luke snapped. "I hear it folding up again." "Wait a second," she said, as a thought suddenly occurred to her. "Keep going," she added, ducking into an open doorway to her right. Luke broke stride.
"What? I'm playing a hunch," she hissed back. "Get going before it sees you talking to an empty room."
Giving her a quick nod, he resumed his sprint away from the command deck. She could very literally have only one shot. Abruptly, a blur of shiny metal flashed into view. Letting the force guide her hand, she fired. The droidica was gone again almost before it registered in her vision. And from the direction it had disappeared came an abrupt cacophony of metal on metal as it scrabbled to a sudden halt to deal with this unexpected menace on its flank. Mara jumped to her feet and charged for the doorway, hoping she might get in a follow-up shot before it could recover its balance. But the machine was too fast. By the time she emerged into the corridor, it had already started to wheel around toward her. Mara dropped her blaster, igniting her lightsaber and bringing it back up in front of her. The droidica's blasters lifted slightly, and suddenly the machine staggered as something big and dark came flying down the corridor and slammed into its shield from behind, sending its first volley into the deck. A second object slammed into the droidica, and she took advantage of the distraction to dodge to her left and run full speed toward the starboard corridor. She'd made it two cross corridors back when Luke stepped out in front of her, palm upraised.
"It's all right," he said. "It's not following."
"You'd better be right," she said. "What were you throwing at it anyway?"
"Whatever odds and ends were handy," he told her.
"What about you? Any luck with that sucker shot?"
Mara shrugged.
"I'm pretty sure I hit the sensor head, but I don't know what kind of damage I did."
"So they can't keep their shields up while they're rolling?"
"Right," Mara said.
You did say it had stopped, right? Luke nodded. I heard it unroll. From the direction of the sound, I'd guess it's sitting midway between the two command deck doors. Like a big metal Vornsker on guard duty. Exactly, Luke said. Fortunately, it looks like the Vagari only have one of them working, Mara said. One is plenty for me, Luke assured her dryly. I'm surprised they got even that far. I'm not, Mara said sourly. The more I think about it, the more I think droid technology was what Estausch came here looking for in the first place. So this whole fuss is over nothing but a few droids? They're only a few droids to us because we're so used to having them around, Mara pointed out. If the Vagari can learn how to build and field a droid army, they're going to have a huge advantage, especially among the less developed cultures who seem to be their preferred prey.